Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited-time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
It's time for the most comprehensive sports talk show on the air, The Sports Attack. Now, live from New York, here's your host, Bob Black.
Well, good day, America. Welcome to the Sports Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the West Coast. You, the phone number is 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. Toll-free telephone number of the attack. Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio. Well, they come along for the ride each and every day. We got affiliates all around the country. We love them. They love us right back. But in today's day and age, it's all about radio on the go, various ways, devices, platforms you can use to get not only the show, but all the programming here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. And what we mean by that is this. You got an iPhone, you got an iPoppy, you got a tablet, you got a laptop, you got the Android, you got an iWatch, you got an Android watch, whatever the circumstances are. Well, guess what? You can take that device and we don't want to go in that way. You can take that device, download the apps, iHeart, TuneIn, Stitcher, /talk, go live. And there we are. Boom. Just like that. And that's not such a bad thing. It's terrestrial radios out there, too, but it's all about you. It's all about radio on the go. In fact, we only get you for about 15, 20, 30 minutes, maybe an hour if we're lucky, 2 hours if you really have nothing to do and you have no life. We want you listening to us. That's just the way it goes. So as I sit here looking out my window and I see the doggies dogging and the joggers jogging and the kids getting off to school and all that kind of good stuff, well, guess what? It's all part of the big overall plan here in the attack because everybody's plugged into devices. They really are. And if you got a device and you're listening to something, I want it to be me. And that's what it comes down to. So check it out. If you're already at your desk and you're Humpty Dumpian, well, guess what? Go to Sports Byline USA, click on the Listen Live button, and we're right there for you with an outdated picture. I'll go fix that soon. Most important for us, the American Forces Radio Network. These guys and girls, they protect our six each and every day. They run towards it while we run away from it. So if you see somebody in a uni, go up to them, thank them, buy them a cup of coffee, maybe even pay for their lunch and be on your way. Because like I said, they run towards it. You know the rest of it. Let's head for the exit right there. You know, no rushing, single file. And we'll be right back with the show and set it up for you right after this short time out on Black Goon.
If you're one of the millions of Americans who can't work because of a serious injury or illness, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. It doesn't matter if you've applied before and the government has said no. Let the experienced attorneys at Bill Gordon & Associates help you get the Social Security disability you deserve. Their team of attorneys have been fighting for benefits for people just like you for over 20 years. And best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. There are many conditions that make you eligible, including some you may not even be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Bill Gordon and Associates today for your free no-obligation consultation. See if you qualify for the Social Security benefits you need and deserve. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
Home Advisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
The new year is here, and it's time to honor those resolutions to look your best. Dr. Edward Damascus brings decades of experience as a plastic surgeon to help you where you need it most. Abdominal etching, gynecomastia, calf implants, facial surgery, hair restoration, and more. You can see the incredible results at lookbestforless.com. Serving clients in California, Florida, Europe, and the Caribbean, Dr. Damascus has appeared on Good Morning America and worked with multiple Olympic teams and the U.S. Army, and he can help you. Go to lookbestforless.com. That's lookbestforless.com.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Bob Black, Senator Roberto out on the coast. Going to start out with some National Football League news. And unfortunately, part of it is not good news. Jim Kelly is ill again, and he is facing the return of the oral cancer that he suffered through previously. We almost lost him before, and hopefully we won't lose him this time around. But as a four-time survivor myself, this is something that I is near and dear to me. I have a very good friend who met Jim Kelly personally while vacationing in New Zealand, and he had a great experience with him, chatting with him at the airport, and they literally sat and chatted while waiting for an airplane for about 45 minutes, and he said he's just the best guy and down-to-earth human being that you ever want to meet in your life. It's a terrible thing. He released a statement. He said, as our family has faced many trials and triumphs throughout the years, you've blessed us with your prayers. We're asking for those prayers again. The oral cancer we hoped would be gone forever has returned. And although I was shocked and deeply saddened to receive the news, I know that God is with me. I continually talk about the four F's, faith, family, friends, and fans. With all of you by my side, we will fight and win this battle together, staying tough, Kelly tough, and trusting God will carry us through this difficult times. It's a horrible thing. The Bills released a statement as well. We're deeply saddened to hear the news about Jim Kelly and his impending battle with cancer. Jim's a tough and courageous man, and we know he will fight this battle with strength and determination. The Bills support the Kelly family through this trying time, and we ask our fans to pray for Jim as he begins his treatment process on the road to recovery. Support came out from all over the league. The Eagles released a statement. Titans released a statement. Texans, Cowboys, Raiders, Pittsburgh, everybody got in on it. Players from around the league, retired players, active players. Tough to talk about. Hopefully he makes it. He's been proactive in talking about what went on with the Anthem stuff. Kelly's 58 now. He got diagnosed with the cancer first time back in 2013 in the jaw. Spread to his nasal cavities, underwent additional treatments, had another surgery in March 2014. He underwent biopsy surgery in 2016 after inconclusive follow-up stuff, and it was determined not to have cancer. Joe Kelly said the cancer is back. We're shocked, heartbroken, sad, angry, confused, and just aren't tired. Yeah, I relate to that very well. I don't know how this is going to play out, but you got a feel for the guy. It's the particular cancer that he had. Was difficult as it was. It, again, treatments were inconclusive, which was part of the problem. I can only relate to this personally. As far as I was very fortunate that I had doctors who, after doing some tests, had actually cleared me. And after the fact, I had one doctor that followed through, and fortunately, they discovered what was going on, and it actually saved my life. So, I just hope he's able to get through it. You know, I mean, we all get caught eventually from something, but he had the same type of cell cancer that I had. Squamous cell, chemo, radiation, the whole nine. He also beat MRSA, which is not easy, the infection aspect of it. And it happens to many cancer patients because of the fact your immune system is so weakened that any type of exposure to any level of bacteria is going to get you. And many times it's a cause of death with people that have cancer, just because you're dealing with that situation. But unfortunately, it's back. Hopefully, he is able to beat it. It's a story we'll be monitoring and keeping an eye on. Unfortunately, we're going to have to get into it. You just hope that somewhere down the line, they will be able to deal with this. And like I said, we'll find out. 1-800-878-PLAY is the phone number. 1-800-878-7529. At BobBlack71 of Twitter is more your thing. Heck of a way to start the show. But unfortunately, it deserved the respect of opening the show. We'll take it from there. Combine is going on. And right now we all know shirts and shorts is pretty easy sometimes. But Saquon Barkley, who is the number two prospect overall on the board, has had quite a first day. He bench pressed a lot of weight. He did. Look, the guy's a freak anyway, but he's a rock. I mean, there's not an ounce of body fat on him. Same with Nick Chubb, and they were working running backs today. Nick Chubb, for you, those of you who don't remember, and he's going to go first or second round, but that knee that he tore up, it was a bad one. When he was a freshman back in 14, he had a 1,500-yard, 14-touchdown freshman year, averaging 8.1 yards per carry before the tear. And he still accumulated in the rest of his career, over 2,400 yards at 5.53. Neither one of these guys is small. Chubb's 5'11 and 227. Barkley's 6', 233. He did 29 reps on the bench press. Chubb did 29 on his own. As far as, you know, just lifting, that's unusual. Samaje Perine, did 29. He had 30 reps, 225 last year. So, you know, they get the individual workouts tomorrow, but if you're going to jump off to a good start, this was a good way to do it. And for them, a pretty impressive start to the combine, getting it forward. You know, the interviews are starting and all this kind of good stuff. The rumor and speculation is getting there as well. And for the kids, you know, people forget a lot of times when they go to Indianapolis, this is their first exposure to the big time world. They walk into a room and there sits Bill Belichick or somebody of his ilk. It's important to keep that in perspective when dealing with these guys. We're going to deal with a commercial break right now. As we step out, we'll be back with some more Sports Attack right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
At Ryan will be in the shotgun and flanked by Freeman with a couple tight ends looking into a five-man secondary. from the seven, shotgun snap on the goal to go. Here comes the rush. He throws a long pass, far sideline. It's an over-the-shoulder catch on the near pylon. Touchdown! Grab! Touchdown, Julio Jones! Looking into the bright lights, makes the grab over the shoulder, 8-yard throw as he floats it up over the defense, and Jones cashes in on the great catch and run moments earlier by Mohamed Sanu. 25-13 Atlanta, late fourth quarter.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the Attack. Black, you, phone number 1-800-878-PLAY, 1-800-878-7529. It's toll-free telephone number of the Attack. Robert's out on the West Coast making sure it stays on the air. Not always the easiest of tasks. However, there's always plenty to talk about in the world of sports. We started on a little bit of a down note involving Jim Kelly, but evolving on to the combine and guys who are going to play on Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays, and any other day of the week that you can pick where the NFL plays. And bench press was the order of the day. Running backs were the order of the day. And everybody was off to the races, and both Nick Chubb and Saquon Barkley bench pressed well a lot. And they're just both physical guys, you know. The way they handle things and the way they do things, they keep their bodies in mint condition. There's no worries that if you sign them or draft them, how you are going to have them approach their job, which that in itself is not problematic for any team that gets them. Barkley, again, I'll be curious to see how it plays out. Because now, see, the first time everybody's meeting in Indianapolis, this is when all the rumor and speculation starts. This is when the BS starts. This is when the shadow boxing starts. This is when the fake them out, you know, I belong to the CIA kind of stuff starts. And Jets want to move up. Maybe they're not as interested in Kirk Cousins, or maybe this is a smokescreen to get Kirk Cousins to bring his price down. Browns supposedly are willing to listen because they're interested in Kirk Cousins too. Are you willing to pay the farm for the number one overall pick? If the Jets have a quarterback in mind and they're willing to do that, then they would make that deal. Why not? And we'll find out somewhere down the line. However, you've got rumor, speculation. What's more important is the interviews. Before we went to the break, I was talking about the fact, don't forget, you have a bunch of 20-something-year-old kids, okay? And when you have a bunch of 20-something-year-old kids, you got to take into account that as they're going through the interview process and all that kind of good stuff, they walk in the door and there is Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick. There's the newly hired Dave Gettleman. There is the owner of the Jets, Mr. Johnson, and his general manager, Mike Maccagnan. Howie Roseman walks in. You know, the guy who just won the Super Bowl. And he wants to talk to you because they think you might be available when they draft at the bottom of the first round. And they're 22-year-old kids. And then they get questions thrown at them like this. Bo Scarborough goes in. And like I said, running backs being interviewed yesterday, they get 15 minutes with all of them. So it's a brief period of time, and I guess they got all their ducks lined up in a row as far as how do you go about training, diet, you know, all this kind of good stuff. But then they throw some odd questions at them. You remember what happened with the Miami Dolphins and Dez Bryant a few years ago, which, you know, frankly, Dez was a better man than I am because I would have punched the guy in the face. That being said, and I'm not even going to repeat the question, Bo Scarborough goes in and he's interviewing with Cleveland, who they have a lot of needs. Running back is certainly one of them. Maybe they can grab him at the top of the second round. Not necessarily with the first pick in the second round, but, you know, a couple picks down. So he goes into the interview and he sits down with Dorsey and with the head football coach and all the psychological guys and all the scouts and this kind of good stuff. And they talk to him a little bit about football. And then they turn around and they ask him, if he thought God is an Auburn fan. Now, for those of you who don't know, Bo is from Alabama. Football is religion. And I guess this is where the genesis of the question came from. It's holy war, pun intended, when the two teams meet. And it splits families and splits marriages and splits everything you could possibly imagine. And you know, it's with the success of Nick, it's tilted way heavy in the Alabama side, but Auburn still has its share of fans. And Bo Scarborough, who happens to wear a WWJD bracelet, he puts it up on his Twitter site. For those of you who don't know what that is, what would Jesus do in his Twitter profile is an Alabama guy. So I guess somebody in doing the social media, and don't kid yourself, they check out social media very carefully when they're getting ready to do these interviews. They want to know what's going on. They don't want to see somebody with a straw up to their nose or sitting in a hot tub at UCLA, see Josh Rosen, or something along those lines, because it raises red flags for these guys when it comes to whether or not these guys are dedicated to football or not. So I guess they felt they could throw Bo off his game a little bit if perhaps they questioned his religious philosophy and dedication and said, do you think God is an Auburn fan? He said, no, I definitely don't think he is. Now, how were you trying to push buttons? Were you trying to exact some kind of response? Another agent said one of his clients in a combine interview asked what kind of fish he would be. The response was shark. Well, it's a mammal and not a fish, but that's okay. What's the point of that question? You know, Eli Apple, who's got issues of his own, was asked by the Giants, or drafted by the Giants, was asked in his interview process about his sexual orientation. And then later on, another team asked him if his mom was attractive. We've also had the Blake Bortles being asked about his girlfriend. Another prospect was asked about losing his virginity. Dez Bryant, as I said, with Miami Dolphins, and I'm not going to go down that road with him and Jeff Ireland. But I got to say, that's a strange one. That's an odd one. So, yeah. You wonder what goes on between the ears of some of these guys sometimes. You always notice that the strange questions come out of organizations that don't necessarily succeed. Certainly appears that way to me. Now, running backs were not the only guys lifting weights. And offensive guards, some offensive linemen hit the bench as well. And some of them were better than others. They do the cone drills, they do the 40, they do the vertical jumps, they do pass routes, you know, all this kind of good stuff. The only strength test that they have is the bench press. You know, everybody does different weight training according to their position as a football player. But in Indianapolis, the only thing that they have to quantify anything that's going on is the bench. So Quentin Nelson put up 35 reps. And Eric Flowers did 37. And I think they go at 150, if I remember correctly. Will Hernandez did 37 reps. On the opposite end, Orlando Brown did 14 reps. And, you know, again, how it plays out. Now, he's got extremely long arms, not ideal for the bench. On film, he's a road grader. I don't think it's going to matter. But, again, it's the only measurable, so you got to check it out, you know? Plus, as good as the colleges are, it's all well and good. But the reality is that once they get into pro land where everything is the best of the best of the best, and the people who weight train and, you know, personal trainers and everything else, whatever issues he's having as far as strength, which truthfully I doubt it's all that much, will be alleviated as soon as that's done. So, you know, if you're an Orlando Brown fan and you're an Oklahoma fan and you're one of those teams on the back end of the first round, because that's probably where he's going to fall, is somewhere in the 20s. He'll, trust me, he'll be fine. Don't worry about it. All right. So as we get ready to step away here, I'm going to go lift something. It's going to be a cup of coffee. And I'm going to lift the seat on the toilet. And then I'll be back and we'll talk some more sports right after that short timeout. I'm Black. You're not. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Chris Walls, and I'm a truck driver from Missouri. For 13 hours a night, I sit in my truck and I drive. Out of boredom, I'll stop and eat. If I'm not doing fast food, I guarantee there's a bag of chips open on my dashboard. Along with that, I'm good for about 4 liters of soda a night. That was all until Andro 400. I started out 4 months ago weighing 341 pounds, and since taking Andro 400, I have dropped 45 pounds. I'm sleeping better. There's no cravings. There's no excessive thirst. My knee pain went away. I've had some lower back issues, and I've noticed that that went away, and I can only contribute that to Andro 400. One thing that Andro 400 said on the radio ad says it attacks belly fat. Well, let me tell you, it did. I've lost 6 inches. This product really does work.
So guys, if you'd like to experience similar results, then get Andro 400, the safe, natural, and inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. andro400.com.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you love fantasy but need to be a part of the action, there's a better way to play, and it's live. WinView Games is the only app that lets you make live props when the game is on TV, compete against other sports fans, talk trash, and if you're right, win cash with an immediate payout each quarter. Playing WinView is easy. During each game, props are sent straight to your phone. So what are you waiting for? Go to winviewgames.com/predict to start cashing in on your sports IQ. That's winviewgames.com/predict. WinView Games. When the game is on, it's on.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. or just download the free Home Advisor app.
Home Advisor.
Kamara is in for the first time on this drive. He'll take the handoff, running right, sprints it to the second level, across the 40, 45, 50. Now inside Rams territory, along the sidelines at the 20, 15, 10, breaks a tackle at the 5, into the end zone. Touchdown, Saints, 74 yards, and New Orleans is on the board. It's 10-6 with 2:14 to play here in the first quarter.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
You're back with the attack live from Indianapolis. No, maybe not. Live from New York, anyway. 1-800-878-PLAY is phone number, 1-800-878-7529. At Bob Black 71, at Sports Byline USA. And, you know, if Twitter is more your thing. And combine's underway. Futures are on the line. Everybody's up in arms. And we're talking about all the good stuff that we, well, love to talk about. And the offensive linemen and running backs hit everything. The quarterbacks, wide receivers, and tight ends were measured. So as far as we're doing that, you know, some guys are going to be shorter than others. That's just how it plays out. So here's the quarterbacks. We got Josh Allen at 6'4 and 7'8", 237 pounds. And then we got JT Barrett at 6'1 and 2/8", 224. We have Kirk Benkert, who made a good impression down in the Senior Bowl, 6'2 and 5/8", and 218 pounds. Sam Darnold, shade under 6'4 at 6'3 and 3/8", 221. Luke Falk, 6'3. And what did he go? 6'3. Lost my spot. Hang on. Lost my spot. He's 6'3. So, all right. Well, it's not so bad. Not so bad. You know, Baker measured in at exactly 6 foot. And a half, just what they thought he was going to do. And, you know, Allen looks the part. I mean, he just does. And I guess it's all well and good if that's the direction you want to go in, as it were. But if you don't, and you're getting all hung up on the measurables, there are other guys who, quote unquote, look the part that you can get excited about. And you go in that direction, too. I mean, again, I would not want to be picking a quarterback out of this mess this year. I just wouldn't. I don't know that I could handle it. I got to be honest. With everything that's going on, I don't know that I could handle it. But that's what they get paid the big bucks for. So, you know, ultimately, it's whether or not you can play football. That's really what it comes down to. There we go. Got it pulled back up. Lamar Jackson, 6'2 and 2'8", so basically the same size as everybody else out there. And that'll work out okay. Who else we got there? Baker Mayfield, like I said, 6'1", basically. Mason Rudolph, 6'4 and a half, 234. Lamar Jackson, big enough. You know, I keep seeing these GMs that saying he should be a wide receiver or tight end. He's going to be a good quarterback. Trust me, he's going to be a good quarterback. Wide receivers, some of the bigger guys, and I don't mean bigger in size, I mean bigger in prospect. James Washington, little undersized at 5'11". They had him listed at 6 foot, 213 pounds. he's one of those guys, sneaky fast, I guess is the best way to put it. Cortland Sutton at SMU, 6'3", almost 6'4", 218. Auden Tate, huge hands, 6'5". Calvin Ridley came in at 6'1.5" and 189 pounds. So there's going to be questions. But there's going to be questions. He also is very slender. Tight ends, Mark Andrews looks the part at 6'5". Mike Gesicki, 6'5". Fumagalli, 6'4". You know, they're big. And Ian Thomas, who really showed well down at the Senior Bowl, he's one of those guys, he's going to sneak up the chart. He's tight end out of Indiana. You know, again, not a very good team. But he can play. And he's going to be one of those guys that gets some interest. Just out of the physicality. But he's one of those guys, every time you turn around, it seems like he's open. So, we'll see. Now, Mike Zimmer was talking about the fact that they don't have any quarterbacks on the Minnesota roster. And Greg Rosenthal, who writes for NFL.com, said that chances are pretty good they're going to go in a complete 180 and grab Kirk Cousins. Ian Rappaport was reporting that as well. We'll see. Cardinals are kind of a dark horse. Jets have the most money. And Elway's looking for a quarterback. But I don't know. I think their all-in move is for Cousins. They're a good football team. They'll have their stud running back coming back next year. They're well coached. They got a miracle year out of Case Keenum. But when you look at their quarterback situation and all three of the potential starters and all three guys who have been starters on that football team are free agents. And Sam Bradford has just a bum knee. I mean, it's just unfortunate. He's never going to reach the potential that he had because of the fact that his legs are betraying him each and every year. You can't go with him as a starter. The move they made to Philadelphia to get him made sense because of what happened to Teddy Bridgewater, but you can't invest long term. And he talked about the fact, you know, Zimmer did, that Bradford has basically degenerative knees. They get worse each year instead of better, and he never stays on the field as it is. Therefore, there you go. Case Keenum was at the one-year wonder. And his quarterback guru is now the head football coach of the New York Football Giants. It's not a good combination. And then Teddy. And Teddy is... He is the conundrum. He is the question mark. I think he ultimately is their fallback plan. Everybody's saying Case Keenum. I don't think so. I don't believe in Case Keenum. No disrespect towards the man. He had an amazing year. But he was also coached by the best guy in the NFL to coach quarterbacks. You know. So they all produced. Now, they all have to be healthy. Zimmer was talking about him like he was in the past tense, but we'll see. And again, you get a lot of doublespeak. And that's all well and good. Now, if you remember back to the regular season with Minnesota, Zimmer never completely endorsed Case Keenum, even when Keenum was playing at his best during the 2017 season. When Bridgewater became eligible to be activated again, He immediately created a quarterback controversy by saying, we're going to take it week by week. So for all the people that think Keenum's the fallback guy, I guess in theory it could be, but I don't think the coach believes in him. And if I'm Case Keenum, I'm looking to go elsewhere specifically for that reason. Send me to Denver. Send me to Arizona. Send me somewhere where you need a quarterback, and I'll produce for you. And Teddy's in the same, you know, like I said, he was talking about him like he was in the past tense. I'm hopeful for Teddy, number one, that he has an outstanding career. He's earned it. He deserved it. Hopefully it's with me. But if not, I want to wish him the best of luck. I'll give him a hope, hug and hope for the best. Well, that's pretty much sounded like your guy's out the door. Now, they could turn around and they could franchise Keenum. But that's an awful lot of money. And, you know, Zimmer said it, and he, you know, he was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but he said he'll probably get fired if they chose the wrong quarterback. Well, that's no joke. Because if they end up hoisting the flag on the wrong quarterback, well, hello. Now, some of the other stuff that went on with the combine, there's a lot of podcasts, a lot of reporting, the whole thing. It's one of the things I wish I could go to with this show one of these years, because it's just, it's juicy. Because they're setting people up for the draft. They're lying. They're BSing. They're telling the truth. They're doing everything. Dorsey went out of his way to tell reporters and the rest of the league that Cleveland's open for business with the number one overall draft pick. Give me a call. See what's up. You know. And he's right. You got the one and you got the four. If you're Buffalo or you're Arizona and you're willing to sell the farm, you're number one next year, in the case of Arizona and this year's, for the number one so you can grab your quarterback, knowing that the Giants and Indianapolis aren't going to grab a quarterback. Giants might, but I don't think so. Yeah, hell yeah, I'd do that. Same with Buffalo. You want to grab it? Okay. It'll cost you the two number ones this year and number two next year and number two the following year. Cleveland will do that in a minute. So we'll see. Jets are looking to move up too, as I said before. Carolina Panthers, Ron Rivera said he'll figure out pretty soon whether or not Julius Peppers is going to retire or not. It's going to be one or the other. He's either going to step out or re-sign with Carolina. He ain't going anywhere. New ownership's on the way. That's going to be an interesting watch next year. It really is. And Tavon Austin is going to cut or trade out of L.A. And they just don't have room for him. And it'll give him a little more room to get re-sign either LaMarcus Joyner or Sammy Watkins. And I'm not a big Sammy Watkins fan, so go for Joyner. So let's head for the exit ramp right now. Make sure you pay attention to the yield sign because the cops are sitting on the other side of the road. We'll be back right after this short timeout. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Sports Attack with Bob Black.
Pete Carroll. Who's going to be challenged to keep his job in a not-too-distant future? Russell Wilson is one hell of a football player. Anybody who doesn't think he is and he's not a top-five quarterback in his league doesn't know anything about football. But Pete Carroll is paying the price that most coaches pay, unless your name is Bill Belichick, and that is turning over your staff and turning over your roster and taking the hits accordingly. And he's in that boat right now. Pete's 66 years old. He fired his offensive coordinator. He's getting ready to overhaul some other position coaches. He's got a bunch of guys who are bitching and moaning about their money because they're fat and happy and they got one Super Bowl ring. Should have had two. Earl Thomas wants a new contract. Richard Sherman had the second surgery on his Achilles back in February, so he ain't going anywhere. He's also not going to be ready for the start of the season. He's probably never going to be the same player that he was again. What direction does Cam Chancellor and Michael Bennett go? And Cliff Averill. They could all be casualty cuts. Don't know. We'll find out. Now, there was another interesting comment out of Brett Veach. Now, if you're wondering why they traded Alex Smith, Brett Veach said all the tools are there. He's one of the best players I've ever seen. So the Chiefs are going to be playing with a second-year quarterback last year that their general manager has already anointed as one of the best quarterbacks ever and the best player he's ever seen. Good way to end the hour, and so we shall.